USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A deadly aftermath from the Christmas weekend winter wallop as the death toll in New York State now climbs to 37. The National Guard digging out residents in need, and New Jersey's Task Force One is going door to door checking in on senior citizens. At the same time, Southwest Airlines canceled another 4,800 flights and doesn't tell some travelers at San Diego International Airport.
They changed our gate, which was fine, and next thing you know, they went ahead and canceled it, but there was no announcement at first. Then I checked, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's canceled.
Denver and Chicago facing the most canceled flights today amidst the airline's reduced schedule through the end of the year. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told ABC News on Wednesday the feds are looking into it.
As a watchdog, we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems. This has clearly crossed the line from what's an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility.
2,300 flights have already been nixed for Thursday. Travelers from China will be required to show a negative COVID-19 test result before flying into the U.S. It's a new rule imposed by the Biden administration. Confirming the news today, Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin announcing he has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer.
It's very treatable, and we're getting it early enough that if I take well to the chemotherapy, which starts this week, and I go through all of my six sessions, then I'll be in good shape.
It is fast-growing and aggressive. Raskin, though, says he expects to work while receiving treatment on an outpatient basis. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, waiving his right to a speedy trial Wednesday. This is USA News.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra loss class.
The Christmas weekend cold snap across the southern U.S., reportedly to blame for an oil pipe crack that led to a small spill in Corpus Christi Bay this week. Texas petroleum expert Carr Ingham says the amount is not large, but it is a big concern.
The inclination to overreact, to even to a small spill like this, could end up doing more economic damage than good.
The Keystone pipeline had its largest oil spill ever in Kansas. Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas still the nation's low price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia's a close second at $2.71. Disney asking guests to mind their manners.
The happiest place on earth has become violent of late. Disney parks in Southern California joined the plea from its theme parks in Florida, issuing a courtesy warning to guests following an increase in fights like this one at Walt Disney World that was seen around the world. Disney says guests are also mistreating cast members. They're asking folks to shape up or they may be asked to leave. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Scientists have developed a blood test to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. If validated, the test could allow faster diagnosis and earlier therapies. Current diagnosis methods are expensive brain imaging or a painful lumbar puncture. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.